Okay, we are in Hilchos Kelayim Parak Yud. This is the last chapter of Hilchos Kelayim, and we're going to be focusing on the prohibition of shatness. You'll see there's, just like with all these areas of Kelayim, this has certain unique things that make it different than other aspects of Kelayim, and their halacha is fairly basic. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, "Ein isur b'kelayim begadim el tzemer pishtam b'vat." So as we know, the Isser of Kelayim by clothes is only for wool and linen. Okay, we'll get to what these are. Shenemar losoba sha'nei semer upishtem yachdav. V'yish b'karcha yam k'mot semer shegadal avonim shebiyam hamelach tamniso k'tav v'zazav urach b'yoser v'kalach shmo v'asr ima pishtem v'maris ayin shudom l'tzemer v'chelem. So what we see is that there are kinds of wool. Okay, now, he's saying there's some sort of report that came out that like there was a certain type of wool type substance that grew on stones in the Yam HaMelach. And the idea is that since it appears like wool, so we treat it like wool because of Maariv Zayin. But it's not really usur intrinsically. V'chein ha'shiyuayim ha'klach asurim ne'maariv Zayin. The other things also like silk and other types of threads can be considered an issue of kelayim, not because they're technically usur, but because they appear like wool. So that's something to keep in mind. Halacha Beis. Now, Rachel Bas Eiz, Simra ain lokin alav mishum kelayim. Like, so let's say a ewe is born to a goat. So we don't, it's wool, right? We don't get malchus for it because of kelayim. About asur medivrayim, this is where, again, the chachamim step in, and they mar zayin. So even though technically speaking, that wool will not be a problem, the rabbanon come along and say, since it looks like regular wool, we'll treat it that way. Kevan shen ischaber at semer mepishtan, sad chibor be'olam, areze kelayim in the Torah. Because as long as the wool and linen are connected in any way, and this is what all the halachas are going to reflect, as long as there's a connection between the wool and linen, that's Issa Deraisa. So Ketza, what's an example? Tzemru pishtim shetarfan ze'im zeh. Let's say I have wool and linen that are mixed together. V'sha'osan, let's say I comb them together. V'asamahen levadim, and I make them into some type of garment. Harei elu kilayim. Tarfan v'tava osan ke'echad. V'arak begem mitava zeh, reze kilayim. And let's say I mix them and comb them, and I use a loom to sew them together. That's all considered kilayim, mixing together the wool and the linen. Halacha Gimel. Tafar beget semer pishal pishtan, afilu tafram v'meshi, yushu tafar beget semer b'chutei pishtan, or beget pishtan b'chutei semer. So these are cases of sewing. If I sew fabric of wool to linen, even if I use silk, or I sew a wool beged with linen threads, linen garment, b'chutei tzemer, or kesher chutei tzemer, b'chutei pishtim, or I tie together or braid together threads that are wool with threads that are linen, or gidlon. I feel nusin tzemer pishtim b'sak, even if I put together, and this is key, I put together wool and linen in a basket or b'kupa, what do you call it? And then b'karcha, and I tie them together or wound them together in the basket, all these cases are already looking like. I feel the kesher gedil shal tzemer b'gedil shal pishtan. Even if I tie like a knot of tzemer with a knot of pishtan, afi sheretzu b'emsa. Even if the actual strap is, let's say, there's a leather strap in the middle between them, the chenim kafel b'gedil tzemer pishtan v'kishran. Even if I, what do you call it, double over, let's say, wool or linen garments, and I tie them together. All right, these are all kelayim. Shenemar tzemer pishtan yachdam mikol makom kemen shen nisachen asur. That's the key. Once they're combined together, that's how they become asur. So, understanding what the Isser is easy. And Allah Adnal, the Rambam explains what the source of this is. We nine shekol Isser and Eilah Shel Torah. How do we know these are all Doraisa? Shari Hutzrach HaKasa B'hacha Kelayim B'tzitzis. Because the Torah tells us that it's mutter to have Kelayim B'tzitzis. Remember, tzitzis will have, let's say, wool and linen together. Right? K'mo Shalomdu B'pi HaShmua Shlo Nisvecha Parshas Kelayim Parshas Tzitzis El HaHacha Kelayim B'tzitzis. So the fact that Torah has the Matir tzitzis, right, shows you that Kelayim itself is Asser. That tzitzis chutin shur b'vadim. And when it comes to tzitzit are simply what it called strings that are tied together. So this attachment where I take, let's say, the knots of tzitzit and attach it to a begin, that's mutter. Every other kind where it's not a mitzvah is asur min ha'Torah. Because the Torah will not ever exclude something that's only asur midirabana. Okay, halacha hey. This is the last of the classic Yisurim, and this is where the Rambam starts off explaining the Heterim. And the Lachay, a Kilayim ain't no shear. That's the key. When it comes to Kilayim, there's no minimum amount. So even if I have one thread of wool tied in a massive thread, a massive garment of linen, it's Asr. But now the question, of course, is where are the situations where it's Mutter? So Lachava, Tzemer Ochelim and Tzemer Gamalim, Chiyotzeba. So let's say I have wool from young goats, and then I have wool from camels. Okay, shatarfan zebezeb, etavim hendebi. Let's say they're mixed together, and I make a thread out of both these types of wool. So if in that thread it's half and half, then we treat it as if it's, we'll call it a sheep wool, and then it's kilayim with linen. Right, but let's say most of that thread that I made of to the two wools is primarily camels, then then I can actually take that thread, which again is a mixture of camel and non-camel wool, I can actually take that and sew that with linen. They should suras are called suras semer gamalim, because we treat that entire thread as if it is camel wool. And we don't say, even though we know there are some wool in there, we don't say that there's a presence of wool in there, and that's why I can't sew it with with linen. Allah Zayin. That's why the fikach oros hakavasim she'osin mehem begadim. So that's why when I take hides from sheep that we make clothes out of them, afi shetovan some pishdam, even though we sew in them some type of linen and flax, mutarn. So even though there might be some strands of wool somewhere on those hides, we're not concerned about sewing the linen to it, because what we'll say is that it's defined as being hides, even though there might be the presence of the wool in there. So a kanbos literally means hemp. If I take hemp and I sew it together with linen, or mixed together linen, imrob mina kambos mutter, if most of it is from the hemp, it's mutter, la roga tavi mehenim chotei tzemer. So again, if the majority of it is the kambos, then we say the pishnan's not there, and you can sew it with wool, yimayam mechsa mechsa aser, but if it's half naf, then it is aser. Halacha test. Now, osa beget kulot tzemer gamalim, what tzemer arnavim o kambos. Let's say I make a garment completely, let's say, out of camel wool, okay? The arigbo chutshol tzemer mitzadzeh, but then I sew, let's say, one thread of sheep's wool on one side, and then chushal pishna mitzazeh, and then on the other side an actual thread of linen. Then I raise the awesome shum kilayim, because I'm introducing now a chushal semer into it. Okay, then that would be considered kilayim. Alach yud. Now beget semer shen nifram. Let's say a garment made out of wool tears. Mutal lifra foso b'chutei pishna. So I can actually join the two torn pieces together with linen. The kosher, I could tie them. Aval lo yitfor, but I can't sew. Okay, I can't sew them together. Now, lovish adam begin semer ubeget pishan the choger leim v'chutz uvatchel yichrof as a mashicha v'yichshava bein sefa. Okay, so I can wear on me, and we'll get to why this is an issue. I can wear on me wool and linen garments, right, and tie, let's say, a belt on from the outside over them, right, as long as I don't tie together the actual threads of the linen and wool garments. So if I had wool on one shoulder and let's say linen on the other one, I could take a rope, so to speak, and tie them together to hold them down, but I can't tie the two garments to each other. Now, kilay begadim, when it comes to these kilayim, mutalasos l'mochram. So this is sometimes a misconception. I can make kilayim, kilay begadim. I can actually sew together, wool and linen and sell it. Vein asr elosh l'vad, the isr is to wear it. O l'hiskasos behen, or to cover oneself up with them. Shenemar lo silba shatnes, shenemar lo ya'ale alecha. Right? Ha'aliyah, what does it mean? Lo ya'alelecha? It means derech levisha, to wear it. Aval aser. Aval aliyah she'in derech levisha, right? But putting it on you, so to speak, in a way that's not considered wearing, could go in ohel, shu kilayim. Let's say you have like a tent that's made out of kilayim. Mutar leishav taktav, I can sit underneath that tent. V'chim mutar minator leishav al mitzal shu kilayim. That's why midor raisa, I'm allowed to go ahead and sit on, like, let's say, sheets that are made of kilayim. Shnemar lo ya'alelecha, aval ata matziyot taktecha. I can have it under me. But if he's sofrim, of course, Rabbanan come along and say, if I have 10 sheets, one on top of the other, that tachton shebhen kilayim, and the bottom one is kilayim, I still can't sit on the top one, even though the bottom one is the one that's kilayim, shema tichach nema abasara. Because what's going to happen is, at one point, it's possible that one of those threads will wrap around, let's say, my skin. Okay, so they were very machmir about this. Okay, so what are they talking about? They're talking about, let's say, the sheets that are made out of something soft, like, for instance, like sheets. Okay, avabekashin, right? But let's say they are like stronger and firmer. Shein yachrochen kigon karim ksaso. So these are firmer type sheets or pillows. Mutalei shevelei zavleim. Then I could actually sit on that. Vushal yebesar no gamahem, as long as my skin never touches them. Okay, so then even the rabbanon would hold it's permitted for me to sit on those. So too, let's say I have like a curtain that's made out of kilayim, im haisa racha asura, right? If it is soft, then it's asur. Shemit yismach la hashamish, Because let's say a shamish might lean against it, the tal abasaro, and then the curtain will wrap, let's say, around his hand. It might say kasha, but if it's a firm material, in the kreches, it doesn't wrap around somebody, then it will be mutter. Halacha tesvav. Min al shu kilayim. Okay, let's say I have a shoe, a slipper, that's made out of kilayim. Bein lo ekev, a slip link, a croc, let's say, without a heel. Mutter lo shu, I could wear that. Shir haregal kashahu, bein lo nane kishar or aguf. Because basically what we say is that the sheor, the skin of the foot is very firm, and therefore it doesn't really benefit. It doesn't benefit from having kilayim touch it, so to speak, or from the cloth touching. Alach design tofrik sus. Okay, when it comes to let's say a person who is a seamstress, okay, tofrin kidarchan. So he or she can go ahead and sew normally. Eventually, is kadu bechama nechama v'kshama negeshavim. As long as there's no benefit, as long as when she does it, she's not thinking, or he's doing it, they're not thinking to benefit if it's during the summer from the summer and during the winter from the rainy season. That's doing tofrim ba'aretz, okay? But those who are very careful, right, will sew actually on the ground. V'chei mochrik sus, those people who sell these garments, mochrin kedarchan, they could sell it normally. V'anshul yiskavdu b'chama, sh'yatzalem ha'kilayim. So let's say they're selling it. They can't say, let's say they have a store and the shirts are hung up on the ceiling. They can't say, oh, you know what? Those shirts are going to give me shade. Or let's say during the winter, if he sets up a shop in a way where the clothes are surrounding him, he can't say, I'm doing that with the intention of benefiting from them from keeping me warm. That's nuin, mafshilin, b'makal acharen. But those who are very careful about following mitzvos, they will actually hang the clothes themselves on like a stick behind them, so the clothing are nowhere near them. Halachit zayin. Lo yikach adam beitza kashi chama bebeged kilayim. So let's say there's a hot egg on the ground. A person should not pick it up with a beged that's made with kilayim. Shrihu nene bekilayim, neyachama, neyatzina, v'chein kol yotze b'zeh. Because he is gaining some type of protection using the clothing from, because the egg would burn his skin, let's say. So he's using it as hana, and that would be considered a problem of kilayim. Halach yuchas, lo yubash adam kilayim arai. A person can't even wear kilayim temporarily. Even if it's on top of like 10 shirts where he's not gaining from it. Even if, let's say, he's doing it to literally trick the IRS from collecting money from him, then blavash can look at, and if he does it in such a way, he gets malchus. Okay, this is also important. It's only usher to wear begadim that are kilayim when they're worn in a way to give you warmth. You go on aksonis, on mitz nefes, on mechnasayim. For instance, you have like a hat or a long shirt, v'avneit, v'asimla, v'gadim shem mechafmen, it's a shukim, v'seidayim, kliyot sebehem. Things that cover your hands, gloves, etc. About tzutzumun katanim, but let's say you have like these small little belts, she'osun sam am, base yad, shalahen, litzor behen, maos. It's like they made these little money belts to hold money in, otavin, or what do you call it, or spices, smartut, shemanichan alen, retia, or let's say you have like a rag that you would go ahead and, what do you call it, or like a bandage, malugma, or aspalanis, or like plaster, yosef behen, areyul mutarin, these are all mutar. Even though my skin's touching it, so for instance, a bandage that's made out of kilayim, there it's not there to warm up my skin; rather, it's there to promote healing. Sits shall or meshi. Let's say I have, remember we noticed by Cohen as it sits, right? So let's say a piece of let's say leather that I wear on my head, that I attach, let's say wool strings and linen strings to it, medudalan al pnei adam, right? So they hang over my face. They did that as a method to prevent the bugs from the mosquitoes from biting them. That also would not be considered kilayim because the strands are not there to warm the guy up. Okay, now let's say someone is leading animals along, right, and he's holding ropes in his hand. Men pish them hain semer. Some are made out of linen, some are made out of wool. Or is it mutter? It's mutter to do it. Even if he wraps those threads around his hand. But if he ties them together, then it's kilayim basul karchan yado, and then he can't wrap them around his hand. Lachabez mit pachos. Okay, these are towels. Shemakan chamahenes yadayim that you wash your hands with. Mit pachos misafkin ban kalim or like or towels, sponges that you would clean off kalim with and karkos and the ground. Mit pachos svarim asur mishum kilayim. Kilayim applies to these as well. Shrei yadayim no goes behind because my hands are touching them. Veinir karchan aliyat tamen mischamen, and they're always wrapped around my hand, and they're always making my hand warmer. So these would be aser to use this kilayim. Alach chav gimel osos she osin ha kofsin. Okay, so There are certain types of tickets, okay, that launderers and people who sew would make, the begadim. They make it, what do you call, they sew it onto the beged to identify it. How would I know it's Ginsburg's shirt? They would sew in a label. Let's say the sign that says Ginsburg is made out of semer and it's attached to linen beged. So even though it doesn't mean anything to me, I don't really care about it, it's unimportant. Nonetheless, it is considered still an issue of kilayim. Beged semer shechibru and beged pishdam betchiva achas. Okay, let's say I went ahead and I took a wool shirt and a linen shirt and I put them together and I only used one sewing through. Okay, one time with the needle. All right, eino chibur benze kilayim. That's not considered joining them together. But let's say I do two threads, two arounds, so to speak, of the needle, then already that's considered kilayim between the two begadim. Allah chafet. Mudalasos min kilayim tachrich lemesh and she'ein ala mesa mitzvah. So I'm allowed to go ahead and make shrouds for dead bodies, right? Out of kilayim. Mudalasos minu mirdas l'chamar of Yosef aleha. It's interesting. I can also make like some sort of like a saddle thingy out of kilayim for a donkey and sit on it. As long as my skin doesn't touch it. But I shouldn't put this saddle over my shoulders. I feel the as a zebra, even if I'm using it to take out, let's say, garbage. I can carry a dead body or an animal, okay, that is dressed in kilayim on my shoulders. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
So regarding the shrouds, in the context of Tchiyat HaMeitim, why would you want the first thing the person does
over when gets up
to be wearing kilayim?
I can't believe Sajid going to take up that question. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe they're not considered alive yet. I don't know. Excellent question. So you're saying we should avoid burying them in kilayim?
I'm heartened to have caused you such a release of endorphins.
It's an excellent question. All right, Allah Chaim Zayin. Beged semer she'avo bo chutzal pishdan. Okay, so let's say I have a wool garment and there was a thread of let's say of linen that gets so to speak lost in it. Or beged pishdan she'avo chutzal semer, or the opposite. Harizel lo yikrena l'nachri. I can't sell such a garment to a non-Jew. Why? Shamin yikrena nachri Yisrael, because non-Jew may sell to a Jew. Right. So I shouldn't make that type of saddle thing for the donkey that out of kilayim, because someone else may find it. Right, and he'll rip it off the saddle itself. You'll be shenu, and he'll wear it. Shereinu kilayim nikrabo, because you can't see the kilayim in it. So what's the takana? Ketzat takana is begedzeh. How do we solve this problem? Sovo. Okay. So you dye it. Sheina tamer pishtim olam etzeva echad. Right. Because basically, I'm sure people know this, when you dye wool and linen, they don't come out the same. Okay, if I use the same color, they'll actually look differently. Then the person will see it and he'll realize this is kilayim. Then lo nicker, but if you can't see it, or isn't mutter, but it's still mutter. Why? Shema nishma v'halach lo, because we'll say that that thread disappeared. Sherei badak lo matzo. You look for it and couldn't find it. Again, this is a safek derabanan here, and that's why we can be mikol. Let's say I purchase a wool garment from a non-Jew. I have to check it very carefully. Because maybe they sewed linen inside it. Okay. Halachah test changes gears just a bit. Fascinating halacha. Something I'm not sure that people would take upon themselves today to do. But the Rambam's very adamant about it. Okay. He says, let's say I'm walking in the street. I'll use Ron as an example. And I see Ron wearing a beged that's clearly a violation of kilayim. In fact, Ron's beged says, I am wearing shatnas. Okay. I feel like I am a halek b'shuk, even if he's walking in the public area, kofetz lo. So I got to basically jump up, v'kara alam yad, and rip the shirt off of Ron. V'afilu hayu rabo shalom dochachma, even if it's Rebbe. Shein kavod abrios doche isser lo sasem push v'tara. Because, and this is hard, kavod abrios does not push aside an isser d'oraisa. Lama nitcha b'hashev aveda, right? But when it comes to Shabbos aveda, why is it not the case? They shu lav shamama, because that's the financial area. Lama nitcha b'tumas hameis, why is this principle ignored by tumas hameis? Holo prada kasev l'achoso, because the Torah tells us to ignore it. If you have shmul lamdu, we learn out from the Gemara, l'achoso ain't a matam, amatam hum hameis mitzvah. Aval dover shi yisur medivrayim, but when it comes to something rabbinical, So if Ron was committing a rabbinical violation of Shanez, then I couldn't rip the shirt off of him. Covered Bios went out. Now if you should even though Torah says don't wander away, don't go off from what the Rabbanan say, Hari Lav Zenitchani covered Bios. This lav, this isser is pushed aside for covered Bios. So therefore, if you're wearing the Rabbanan Shanez, in a karola bishuk. In a post of a shokach and megillah beso, you wait until you get to his house to get to pounce on him. V'mayashal Torah post him yad. But if it's a daraisa violation, you need to go ahead and rip it off of him immediately. Allah halamet. Halovish kilayim is miskasa b'loka. So if someone wears kilayim or covers up with them, they get malchus. Hayalovish b'kilayim kol yom kulo in loka elacha. So if I wore kilayim all day, I only get one malchus. Hotzi roshim in a beged v'hech zero. Hotzi roshim v'hech zero. Let's say I put my head through it, or let's say to put my shirt on and off, afi shlo pashat a beged kulo, even if I didn't take it off entirely, or is it chayv achas achas? Then I get makas for each one. Medvar amurim shu chayv achas kol yom kish hisrubo asra achas. That's only if he was warned once. Avam hisrubo, if they warn him again and again, v'amrulo pashat pashat, hu lavashbo, v'sha k'nilisha v'lubosh, let's say they warn him, and he waits enough time to take the garment off and put it back on again, and then they warn him again. Then he's chayv for each waiting period of time. Shehisrbo between warning him, even if you take the garment off. So there's a way to get multiple malchus for never taking off that beged kilayim. Let's say I dress my friend in kilayim. Imaya lovish alovish mezid, right? Alovish lokev amabish over mishum the iberlos mitchel. So If the person wearing it does it because he on purpose, he gets malchus, and the person who dresses him is only over the iser of lifnei iver. But let's say the person wearing it doesn't know it's kilayim. Hayamalbish mezid, hamalbish lo kevelovish pater. Then the person who put the kilayim on him, he's the one who gets malchus, and the person wearing it does not get malchus. Finally, lachalam beis, as we bring hilchos kilayim to an end. Kohanim shalav shu big dekuna shalo b'shas avoda. So kohanim who wear, let's say they decide to wear their big dekuna in non Base of Mikdash times, I feel a Mikdash, right? Even if it's their non-avoda times in the base of Mikdash, look and they get makos and they avne shu kilayim because of the avne, the belt was made out of kilayim. The husrubo el b'shas avoda, they can only wear it during the time of avoda. She mitzvah sase katzitzis because it's no different than tzitzis. That brings kilayim to an end. Tomorrow we'll pick up matnos aniyim.